Om Shanti. Our divine brother Sachin Bhai has given yesterday all of a sudden the task of revising today's Muli. So today's date is 14th August 17, and today's Saka Muli Babrada says, in essence, sweet children, no doubt, so as to make ourselves cheerful, we should keep ourselves in such a way that the light of understanding of the beginning, of the middle, and of the end of the entire world, this knowledge should be kept in our intellects, and that is how we can make ourselves more cheerful. And today's question is, which great fortune are we children make with our efforts, and how? No doubt the answer is, with the help of Srimad, we claim unlimited inheritance from the Father for 21 births. Second one is, by following Srimad, all our desires are fulfilled. This is our great fortune. Third one. Fourth, we children who go through this cycle of the 84 births have now become Brahmins, and later we will become deities. Fourth one, an elevated fortune is made when we conquer Maya, Ravana. Fifth one, the two wings are given, and that is with the power of our intellects, yoga, and with the power of knowledge, we can conquer Maya, the Ravana. Sixth one, it is in our intellects that we have come to the Father to make our fortune, that is, to claim the status of Lakshmi and Narayana. Today's song is, my fortune having awakened, I have come. And now the entire Muli is, I've just made around the 30 points, and that I'll be just going to read it out, because yesterday, to tell you very frankly, you know, it was a very hectic day. Godly services we were engaged in, and especially I did not get any time to have a preparation. That cannot be an excuse, as today's first point of dharana, essence of dharana, it has been mentioned that we should not have an excuse that we do not get time, we don't have time to have murli and all the things. We should, every day, we should be ready to have our murli. So, no doubt, today's murli is Om Shanti. This is the school of God. God speaks to we children. And in that song also it has been mentioned, our fortune has been awakened. Only one can be called God. There aren't many gods. Third one, the gathering here is that of a meeting between the one Father and many souls. That is the ocean of knowledge and the rivers of knowledge. An ocean of water can't be called the ocean of knowledge. Fourth one, the rivers of water can't be called the ocean of knowledge. The rivers of knowledge emerge from the ocean of knowledge. This is the meeting. This is the meeting of ocean of river and ocean of knowledge. That is called as devotion. Fifth one, this is the knowledge. It is called the day of Brahma, the golden and silver ages. The devotion is night, and that is the copper and iron age. Sixth one, the golden age and the silver age. Ages, there is a salvation. We are changing from impure to pure souls. From Tamo Pradhan, we can become Sato Pradhan by studying Raj Yoga. Then only we can go to the heaven. Now it is known as the Iron Age. Seventh point is, in the Golden Age, the emperor and empresses as well as the subjects were pure, and they were called as Lakshmi and Narayana. Eighth one, in their childhood, they were the princes Radhe and Prince Krishna. Today is the Janmashtami and the people speak about Krishna Janmashtami. Why it is called Ashtami? 8. The essence of all the scriptures has been explained to us, that there is a picture showing Brahma emerging from the navel of Vishnu. 10th one, it isn't that Vishnu sits here and explains the essence of the scriptures through Brahma. No. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, comes from the Supreme Land and takes the support of the body of Brahma and explains all the secrets. Brahma explains all these secrets. Next one is, people make so much efforts to perform devotion, but nothing is achieved through that. God says, when our devotion is over, I come because we are then in the total distraction. Next point is, in the golden and silver age, we claim our fortune of the kingdom. We belong to the sun dynasty and the moon dynasty. We then continue to fall. 13th one is, our intellects have to remember all of this. Now we are the children. We have received the light of knowledge, and these are the two wings. Knowledge, that is understanding, what of understanding of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This light is not in the intellect of anyone else. Next point is, we understand that Shiva Baba is the highest of all, that in the subtle region, there are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankara. In the corporeal region, there is this human world. 15th is Jagat Pita, that is world father, and Jagat Mata, the world mother, are praised in the human world, whereas only Brahma is shown in the subtle region. Next is, today is the Krishna Janmashtami, when it is said that Sri Krishna, the 8th child of Devaki, took birth. Would Krishna take birth as the 8th child? It's a question mark. Krishna take birth in the golden age, but they have taken them into the copper age. So that it is a tall story, isn't it? We children now understand how Sri Krishna take 84 births and how he is now in the last birth and he is studying. 18th one, in the golden age, the parents of Krishna does not have 8 children. It is obvious, but natural. As Baba says, male child and one female child would be there. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll repeat it once again. In golden age, the parents of Krishna do not have 8 children. According to the drama, all of those scriptures are already fixed. The father now explains the essence of the scriptures. It is not a question of songs or slokas or verses, etc. This is a study. 19th one, as soon as a devotion begins in our, and it begins in corporate, the Somnath temple has been built. This is Shiva Baba's unadulterated knowledge through which we become pure. After devotion, there is a disinterest. We have disinterest in this entire world. The next point is, the Brahma is a corporeal father and Shiva Baba is our incorporeal father. 21st one is, for us, the birth of Shiva is the most elevated, and that is all. None but one, Shiva Baba is mine. This should be our permanent slogan for ourselves. We have to conquer Maya. The father says to us, we souls, remember me alone and ourselves will be absorbed and we will conquer Maya. Next point. We have to conquer Maya with the power of our intellect, yoga, and the power of knowledge. The main thing is that we have to remember the unlimited Father and the inheritance of 21 births of our constant happiness. Next point, Gandhiji also used to read the Gita and would then chant Sitaram, the purifier. God spoke Gita. In fact, we are the Sitas and the Rama is our incorporeal God. 25th point is, why the Ganges is called the purifier? Many go there on the path of devotion. A Mela takes place there every year. Visit with the ocean of knowledge, where as they go, and bath in the waters. Normally all devotees and all. We are now on the path of knowledge. So, we no longer go over there. 26 is, there is a true confluence because souls have been separated from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, for a long period of time. 27th point is, Baba says, this is a true income, the other is false. We earn multi-millions at this moment. And even if the people are millionaires, billionaires, it is not a true wealth. 28th one is, Maya, the body and the whole world is false. Baba says, Baba make us very wealthy. Ravana has made us so unhappy. We know how to conquer Ravana. 29th point, we become the masters of the world through the power of yoga. Baba, our father says, I am beyond the births and rebirths. The father is the unlimited father. He explains the unlimited secrets to us. We come under the influence of five evil spirits, so such as to become our stage. Now, after devotion, God comes and gives the kingdom of heaven. So the father has to come to grant us salvation. And today's essence of Dharana, first point is, in order to become multimillionaire, earn a true income. We are supposed to earn a true income through this Baba's Muli and all. We should not make excuses and say that, I don't have time to study. We should definitely study every day, irrespective. Beg your pardon? One should spare time to...
How?
See, where there is a will, there will be a way. It is obvious, time management, Baba has taught us how to become, conscious about the time and all. Am I right? In a sense, depending upon howsoever we are busy in our schedule. But, we should spare some time, at least 15 to 20 minutes we can, spare. Even during our... No, I didn't, because now to tell you very clearly, as I said in the beginning only, that I did not get time to even, up to last moment I was just busy in writing only. Up to, quarter past five even. Lagatar jooch raha tha, no doubt. Anyway, but because yesterday only it was given the task, na? And I did not get, because over here the godly services so much, and as visitors and tourists, do come over here at Om Shanti Bhavan. Okay, anyway, but this couldn't be an excuse for me. Should not be. The second point is, we must stay in... ये बहानाबाजी नहीं होना चाहिए, but फिर भी मैं कर रहा हूँ, क्या करूँ? हाँ जी? We must stay... second point is, we must stay in unadulterated remembrance of our one father. Make the soul Satopradhan. Mine is Shiv Baba and none other. We must make this lesson very firm. And last, today's blessing, may you be one with the determination and give an experience of the canopy of protection by surrounding ourselves with the pure thoughts. One pure elevated thought and powerful thought can perform many wonders. It becomes a canopy of protection for weak souls. And this becomes a means of safety or fortress. Some battle first take place because waste thoughts out of our pure thoughts. If we have a strong determination, our compassion is the Father Himself, and we constantly have a tilak of victory. Victory is ours, will be bound to be there. Let this emerge, and anything wasteful will automatically become, merged. And the last one, slogan one. In order to grant a vision of an angelic stage form, we should practice ourselves, we should remain ourselves detached from our body. Om Shanti.